You look back at the cross, my friend, and you can look with certainty at the future. Let me explain that. Colin Cook here, and how it happens, thanks for joining me today. Now look, my friend, there's a bit more to say about that verse that I talked to you about yesterday. The idea in that verse being that since we were reconciled when we were enemies, then much more, now that we are reconciled and are friends with God, we will be saved by his life. I mentioned to you that we have the certainty that God is working through and in our lives right now, whatever the circumstances, whether you're down or you're up, whether you're successful or in poverty, whether you have relationships or are lonely, whether you're healthy or sick, our Heavenly Father is with us, and we have that certainty not because of evidence before our eyes, but because of the fact that he reconciled us at the cross when we were enemies, and therefore now that we are friends, much more, as verse 10 of chapter 5 of Romans says, we shall be saved by his life. Now, let me say this to you. This verse gives us a very great certainty about God, doesn't it? It establishes for us that we can be confident in God. In fact, Paul follows this verse with this, and not only that, but we also rejoice in God. And that word rejoice means, in a literal way, to congratulate ourselves. Have you ever congratulated yourself about God? What a lucky, fortunate person you are, as it were. We can't use the word lucky, of course. It's a pagan word, really. But a blessed person we are to know God. Now look, if you look at the circumstances of your life, as I said yesterday, you will go into doubt. If you see things not working out as you had hoped, if your dreams are shattered, if your health isn't good, if your finances are shot, then you certainly can't look at those circumstances and say, well, that proves that God hates me or loves me. What we do is look at the fact that God reconciled us while we were enemies. And that gives us the courage to believe that much more now that we are reconciled, that is, friends of God, then he will be working in our lives. We shall be, as it says here in the verse, be saved by his life, by the fact of Jesus being by the throne and talking to the Father about us, and they're discussing together how best to help us and bless us. Now look, my friends, there's a lot of gobbledygook and twaddle talked about once saved, always saved. And I've heard endless arguments and theological discussions about this, and there are denominational divisions as a result of it. Some believe once saved, always saved, and others believe on the other side, and I've forgotten what the other side is, conditionalism or something. I do not waste my time with it. Why? Because you don't have to put this in argumentative theological terms, my friend. All you do is look at this verse and verses like it that express this incredible buoyancy that Christians can have about their congratulating themselves about God and their future. Look, again, I read it to you. I know this may sound like a broken record, but get it into your head. Your faith head, Romans 5, verse 10. I prove my future by what God has done in the past. Let's read it. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. You have the luxury of being confident about God. And as I said a little earlier, look at verse 11. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God. We exult in God. We congratulate ourselves in God. Don't you see that this kind of teaching rises above these theological niceties about once saved, always saved versus conditionalism? You don't have to talk in those intellectual distractions, for they are distractions. The question is faith in Christ, faith in God. The question is what the heart believes. What does the heart believe? I know and am more sure than ever that I will much more be protected and saved and guided through this life by his life at the throne of my Father, because he reconciled me even when I was an enemy. This enables you, do you see, to go through the enormous struggles of life, the pains, the feast of losses that we have to reconcile ourselves with. You don't have to be uncertain about God. Well, we are all naturally uncertain in our natural hearts, and our natural hearts live with us forever. Well, that is forever in this life, until it ends. So we're always having to counter what our natural heart feels. This verse, my friend, is very similar in idea to Philippians 1, verse 6. You remember it? Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. That doesn't sort of make a lot of sense the way it says will complete it until, and I would imagine the preposition might be a little different in the Greek there from the word until. But anyway, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it, will bring it to completion maybe at the day of Jesus Christ. You see, Paul can have that confidence that God isn't going to leave us high and dry. He's not going to say, oh, forget it. You just didn't come through for me. What am I teaching here? Once saved, always saved? I don't care about that. Don't even talk to me about it. I'm teaching what it says here, that we can be confident that he began with us and will continue with us until the coming of Jesus Christ, and then take us into his kingdom. I will never leave you or forsake you, he says. And I remember one of the first verses I ever read, ever memorized, was Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage, for the Lord is with you whithersoever thou goest. So, when our doubt comes in, don't let doubt reign. You say, but Colin, sometimes the heavens seem dark and blank, and I can't get my prayers through, and I'm in trouble, and I believe it is God's judgment or God's wrath. Well, it may be God's wrath, but that doesn't mean you listen to what I have said and catch up on the website, faithquestradio.com. Go back to the to some of January's programs and February's, and you will see me talk about there, hear me talk about the wrath of God, that it is not God's hate. It is not God's rejection of us. It is not God sending us to perdition. God's wrath is motivated by love. He hands us over. That is what God's wrath does. To hand us over to the things that we choose instead of him, that we might be brought to our knees so that we will call out to him and he will answer us with his salvation and with his help. See, don't make God as fickle as you and I are. That's what we do, you know. We project upon God our own vicissitudes, ups and downs, and fickleness. We'll make a friend in a few minutes, and then we'll drop him in an hour or two later. Or perhaps we'll make a friend, and we have a friend for a few months, and then we get bored with him, and we just let it go. That's not God. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it. And that is parallel, or very similar in thought, to Romans 5, verse 10, if when we were enemies we were reconciled. In other words, see how far God goes. His love is so great that he will even bring us to himself when we are enemies. In Christ he will do this. He has reconciled the whole world. Oh, by the way, we've got some mind-blowing stuff to talk about in the next few verses when we come to that. But if he reconciled us, if he ended all of his indignation against us in Christ at the cross before ever we came to him, then we will certainly be saved by his continuing resurrected life. So I say to you what I said at the beginning of this broadcast. Did I say it? I think I did. Anyway, I can't quite remember. Because Paul looks back, he can look forward. If you look back to the cross, to what God did there, you can look forward to what God is doing in your life now and will do, and to the ultimate blessings in your life. But if you simply look at the present and look at the waves and the struggles ahead of you or in front of you, the waves of conflict and trouble, then you won't have any certainty for now or the future. And so I come back to what I mentioned to you yesterday, that outside point of reference. No longer does it have to be the details of a penny under a tree, but the outside point of reference is our Savior Jesus Christ. We are as good as in heaven. Remember the priest in the Old Testament? What did he wear on his chest? He wore the breastplate. What was that? It was a metal plate, and affixed to that metal plate were 12 precious stones, each stone representing a tribe of Israel. What was that all about? The high priest was bearing upon his heart the people of God. What's that all about? Jesus, of course. It is about our Heavenly Father sending his Son to die and rise again for us, and then to go to the kingdom of heaven and represent us there. Our names are born in his heart and upon his chest, representing us before the Father. What could be better than that for certainty and assurance? You, my dear friend, can have the privilege of becoming a partner of this broadcast. And I don't say that sort of facetiously or to entrap you. It is, I believe, a privilege for listeners who are hearing the gospel to support the gospel. This broadcast comes to you by your support. You are the backbone of this ministry. People who donate monthly, or maybe once a year, or a few times a year. Maybe you can manage $50 a month, or $10 a month, or $5, or $100. Whatever works for your budget, please consider it, pray over it, and say, yes, I'm going to support this ministry because it's blessing me, it's training me, it's showing me how to have faith in Jesus. So, if you'd like to do that, please send your check to Faith Quest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado, 80160. The P.O. Box again is 366. The zip code is 80160 in Littleton. Now, you can take care of this as well by credit card if you wish, debit card, credit card, by calling me at 303-738-8694, 303-738-8694. Now, another way to handle it is to go to the website faithquestradio.com and click on the button donations, and you see there the icon for PayPal, and you can make your donation through PayPal. That's at the website faithquestradio.com. Thank you so much, my friend, and in appreciation, I will send you my Cook's Monthly Message, which will train your faith throughout the month. I'll see you next time, my friends. Cheerio and God bless.